Have you ever had a gerbil? Well, once I got into big trouble with one.
Speedy,
said Morgan. It sounded like she was excited.
I think I started at the wrong place, so I guess I'll rewind the story.
While I rewind the story, go over to the entrance to the reading corner and turn right. Now you are standing where Speedy's cage once stood. Okay, it's done rewinding. Sorry, I guess the last time I told the story, I forgot to rewind it. Now here's the story. One very nice day in fall, I was working at my desk in the rear of the room. Go to the group of desks nearest to the coat room and sit down. I sat next to Maxine and Emmy. Because I sat between them, Emmy's desk was covered with Barbie stickers in one corner, and Maxine's was just clean, but that's not part of the story. So, I was at my desk doing handwriting in my handwriting book. I was at page 68. Then I heard a yell. It sounded like it was Morgan, and it sounded like she was saying,
"Bee! Bee!
Go to the reading corner." But as I got closer, it was clear she was saying,
"Speedy! Speedy!"
When I stepped into the reading corner, I saw that Speedy was out of his ball and running wildly around the room. We thought that we had put the top on too loosely, but we were not sure. Have you ever had trouble with a pet? Just when it seemed we would never catch Speedy, Mrs. Potemper came into the reading corner to see what caused all the commotion and to stop it.
Whoa! Speedy's loose! Oh, boys and girls! Somebody get some food and somebody get the ball.
Well, when she came, Speedy was coming towards her. She swooped down and picked Speedy up and put him into his cage. After that, lots of second graders got in trouble for taking Speedy out of his ball. But that's another story.
School scenes.
Produced by Third Grade Audio.